the right direction.
We're about to speak with Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. You can read his columns, well, anytime you like, at rcreader.com. Also, of course, the paper, which is out and about. It looks like a new one just came out, right?
Yeah, just got a new one out yesterday. Absolutely.
Speaking of smoking, which we were off air, you know who likes to really likes to smoke?
Who's that?
The cats and cats.
The cats and cats?
Okay, that's a story for another time.
I don't know. I think I've heard this story. Have I heard this one?
We were behind Circuit 21 one time, and all the cats were
Yes, I have heard this. Yes, yeah.
Nobody smokes more than cats.
Dancers. And dancing cats more than
dancing
any
cats.
Of them.
You would think dancers would be the last people to smoke.
No, because it keeps you from eating. You know, it's
how do you breathe?
Appetite. It's a thing.
How do you breathe?
In just short little spurts.
Yeah, yeah. It can be done.
Though my legs may be tottery... Thank you. That's a little selection from Cats I prepared for you. Thank you.
I like that.
Also, do what I do and follow Mike on the Twitter, because here's the thing. He's going to have reviews for the movies that are out today, probably today. A little short.
Today, yeah, yeah.
So you know whether or not it's
worth...
You'll
get my 140 character take on stuff. Right.
You know whether it's now worth seeing or not. You know what I'm saying? And then you can read the full review later at rcreader.com.
Exactly.
Sitting this close to you is almost like being on the surface of the sun.
It feels like being in the surface of the sun for me.
Mike,
yeah.
Your 4th of July...
It's a little blisty.
It would have killed you to use sunscreen this 4th of July weekend?
It always kills me to wear sunscreen.
Why?
I feel it's weak. I don't know.
It's
like,
weak.
You know, no, I know. It's ridiculous. But it's like, oh, but... Yeah,
wearing sunscreen is
I want to get a better tan than that. No, well, seriously. Yeah, no, I didn't do it. And yeah, now I'm paying for it like a
while
bastard.
He's talking to us,
man.
Here in the studio, giant
little
chunks of his face
steam.
Are falling off.
Yeah, steam is rising from
me. You look like a leper, but it's good to have
you
here.
It was a tough weekend. It was a good time, but tough weekend.
Was your body covered in Noxzema after a...
Oh, Lord, it's been covered in all sorts of aloes and stuff ever since.
So that's not weak.
No, you know. But it's, let's not
I'd have
even.
More respect for if you said, I don't apply any lotions to myself.
I just don't like it.
Right. I do post-emptive, lotioning,
well,
which is stupid.
A dark room where the movies are playing is where you belong with sunburn.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about
today.
Where you're no doubt going to start chilling.
Yeah, well, no, I got that done by Sunday night. Sunday night, that was ridiculous. Yeah.
Post-sunburn chilling.
Oh, that was so bad on Sunday. I haven't been burned like this in, I'd say, 30 years. Not since I was like a preteen. So, yeah, it was bad.
So you saw, what did you see? You didn't...
Well, no, I blew off Monte Carlo because, you know, it was Selena Gomez and Life Short.
Yeah,
So I didn't go.
Right.
But I did see Larry Crown. And,
this is the
and,
Tom Hanks thing.
Yeah.
That
he co-wrote.
And directed.
And directed. And stars in. And I wanted to punch it in the face. It is so. Those commercials are just so winsome and cute and insufferably, you know, adorable. Mm-hmm. The movie is like 10 times more of that. It's unbearable. It's like it's Tom being 55 years old and going, aren't I just the sweetest thing you've ever seen in your life?
But
you know,
I'm as playful as a 16 year old.
Yes, exactly. I'm sprightly. You know, and it's this guy who gets gets fired from his job.
Old.
No, exactly.
You can bounce back.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Co-written by Nia. What's her name? Nia Vardalos. Is that right?
Okay.
Did My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know what you're getting into right away. But yeah, Tom plays this guy who gets fired from his long-term
call that
job.
Movie? My Big Fat Greek Face. Shut it, Nia Vardalos.
Yeah,
the worst.
Oh, she's terrible. So yeah, it's awful.
It one of the worst things you've seen this year?
It's one of the worst things I've seen this year.
Is it worse than Big Mama's?
No,
like Father, like
no,
Son.
No, still nothing's worse than that. I think.
Really?
I think that's still taking the cake.
Close,
but yeah,
though, huh?
But every scene is awful in this thing. I mean, there's all these classroom scenes because he has to go and take a community college course and stuff. And the student, they're all very neatly ethnically divided. You know,
so they're ripping off community. Basically,
they're ripping off what's Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually a kid who goes ooh when he has to answer questions. You know, you're like,
no.
really, you're gonna do that, Mr. Kotter?
Somewhere,
thing,
Ron
you know?
Palillo is rolling in his
absolutely
grave.
Absolutely, he is.
No, he's doing is like. Why didn't I get this part?
Yeah.
Now, that would have been kind of funny if they had
it. Oh, man, they should have just cast it with those guys. They're all still kicking around, I think,
sure.
Right? Come on.
So stay away from...
A nice Travolta cameo? Would it have killed them?
Stay away from Larry Crown.
Wow, it's insufferable. It's so bad. Yeah.
You...
I hate it. And the audience applauded at the end. So if you know that this is the movie that you're going to... Yeah, I mean, and it was packed to the gills with people who will like Larry Crown. So you know who you are. Go. Enjoy. But...
ick.
Oh, yeah. It hurt.
So that's all you got to
see? It hurt worse than the sunburn.
Because you saw the Transformers movie beforehand.
Yeah,
so.
We chatted about
all
that
right.
last
week. No, we're caught up. We've
yeah, we are.
We've got two big movies opening at Quad City Theaters today. In fact, this feature is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures.
Yep, that's Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. If you do, you'll get the listings for the weekend, just like I received this morning. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drink, which I had at Bridesmaids, by the way.
Nice.
And, of course, they have the IMAX.
So we've got Horrible Bosses, which looks like it's a riot.
I can't, yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
Three friends, all of them have horrible bosses. They devise a convoluted and seemingly foolproof plan to rid themselves of their respective intolerable bosses permanently. Here's a clip. They're meeting a Jamie Foxx in this clip. It's Horrible Bosses in Quad City Theaters today. As a matter of fact, here we go.
Most killers are first-timers. You want to pull off a brilliant murder, you got to act like it's an accident. If you do it right, you ain't even got to be there when it goes down.
How are we supposed to fake three accidents?
When you stalk your prey, you got to be smart. Find out where they live, find out their habits, what's their hobbies, what they like, what type of food they like. Even if you pull it off perfectly, if your crackers got motives, the po-po,
that means police,
will still pin it to you.
We all have clear motives for killing our bosses, so this is not going to work. This is garbage.
Why don't you kill each other's bosses?
That's actually a good idea.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, like Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train, right?
I didn't see that. They do that. The Danny DeVito movie. It's
yeah.
a funny one.
Yeah, what? That famous Alfred Hitchcock Danny DeVito movie. That's,
a good
that's
one.
The one he's... Come on.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
get,
funny.
Get your buddy Danny DeVito in there.
That Charlie Day from
like
Always
him.
Sunny in Philadelphia,
yeah.
He kills
he's just
me.
Funny to look at.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, just...
yeah,
he's
he
got
is.
The whole package.
Just
he's pretty great.
Just the simplest movement he makes is funny.
Yeah. I read some review that described him as like, it's Zach Galifianakis if you put him in the dryer for too long.
Yeah,
it's kind of true. He's the adorable
he's
just, nitwit.
I could see it.
Yeah, looking forward to that one.
Also,
good peeps. Yeah.
Also in theaters today, a new Kevin James comedy. Zookeeper, and I will admit this now in front of you all, I laugh when I see the commercials for this thing.
At what part? I gotta ask.
The animals are talking and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting soft.
Okay.
Basically, the premise here is that the animals teach him how to live, kind of.
How to be a ladies' man,
Kevin
I think.
James.
He's like win his girlfriend back or
he's
something?
He's a lonely zookeeper trying to win back his ex-girlfriend with a little bit of help from the animal kingdom.
Right. How to react. This is how you do things.
Zookeeper.
Offer still on the table for you to come work with me at the dealership.
That is how you get a girl like Stephanie.
I gotta get out of the zoo.
The animals of the Franklin Park Zoo will have to do the unthinkable.
Griffin, we need to talk.
Oh, crud.
How long have you been able to talk?
Let's see. Today's Tuesday, so, always.
You're the best zookeeper we ever had.
We don't want you to leave.
You listen to us. We'll show you how to get the girl.
You think I should just maybe ask her out?
All right, now, slow it down, hotshot.
Oh, no.
I'm telling
you. I'm
ya,
glad you're happy. I really am. That's the...
Come on, when the gorilla takes him for a ride in a car and crashes the car, I don't know.
Maybe does it have to be Adam Sandler?
I think I recognize Sylvester Stallone in there, too.
Yeah.
I think he's in this. So is Clooney, though, and I thought that was maybe Clooney. I couldn't tell.
Oh, is it?
It sounded a little like Clooney doing a voice, but
okay.
I think Stallone's in it, too. Maybe they're brothers in the movie. I don't know.
You know, look, I'm going to wait.
Maybe.
Wouldn't a movie like this work just as well with people that aren't famous, and wouldn't it be cheaper? Wouldn't it be cheaper to make?
Yeah, but no one would. Would they come?
Well, what difference? I think they would. The premise is the animal's talking to you. It doesn't have to be a famous voice, does it?
I don't know. I think what people are laughing at in the previews is Kevin James falling on his ass.
Well,
that's
what I mean. He's the person.
Oh, you're talking about
why would
the animals.
Have,
gotcha. Why do you need right?
Why do you have to have famous?
Why can't
are,
have
the,
some...
are the kids going to notice it's Clooney or Stallone?
Right.
Probably not.
And how much cheaper would it be if we did it?
Yeah, there you go. And
so
probably
you're
and
upset.
More,
what
and more
you're
surprising.
Upset about is that we didn't get asked to do this movie.
Well, it's just. Those that already have getting more. And that makes the movie that much more expensive to make, and that makes the tickets cost that much more when it's not necessary.
Yeah, do any of them need the credit on their resume? No, no, of course not.
And it doesn't make make any difference. Oh, that's so-and-so's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we could do voices.
You're amused for about 2 seconds until you realize, what a waste.
All you do is recognize the voice, and then you're done.
Yeah.
It could be anybody's voice.
He's off to the movies. He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. As always, Mike, thanks for your time.
No, a pleasure.
We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9. It's just people who have getting more.